Hi everyone, Vishnu is back. After some time, I'm doing a podcast. First of all, Happy New Year. Wish you all a very, very happy, healthy, and super awesome 2022. And I haven't been doing podcasts. I've been taking a bit of break from doing podcasts, but I promise that there'll be more podcasts coming in to Q1 2022. Now, today's topic is all about gain, lost, and what's the perspective. So we're going to talk about gain, we're going to talk about lost, and we're going to talk about the main thing we're going to focus on this podcast is the word perspective. Now, pre-COVID, COVID-19, we all were performing at a level, yeah? Now, post-COVID, obviously, some of us are performing to that level, some of us are slightly below, some of us are way behind. Now, one of the trends that I have seen is constantly, whether it's team builders, whether it's someone in sales, whether it's someone who is running their own business, they are constantly comparing their performance now with their performance, what it used to be in 2019. The first thing, and I have done this mistake many times, and every time I do this mistake, comparing myself, how I am performing now business-wise and how I used to perform before COVID in 2019, 2018, and always the first thing I would meet is disappointment. Now, thinking about it, it's unfair to compare post-COVID situation with pre-COVID situation because there is a massive difference. There are lots of variables, there are lots of restrictions, there are lots of, you know, working around the system that we all are doing, you guys are doing, compared how it was 2019 and before that. So first and foremost, if you are falling into the trap of comparing your current situation with your situation pre-COVID, I think that's unfair comparison, and maybe we should shed those thoughts, or you should tell yourself the landscape has changed and it's not the right way to compare at the moment. Now, this morning I was having a one-on-one session with one of our team leaders, and it was a really good one-on-one session. She was speaking to me about she lost a bit of team after the third lockdown in Malaysia, MCO 3.0, as she lost her team, she lost a bit of confidence and she was feeling a bit down. And she was asking me, what should I do? I'm feeling a bit down, lost a couple of people on my team. I have worked very hard, and she was very, very hardworking. I worked very hard. I put in my time, effort. I'm a high roller in my team. I train my guys very well. And now I'm left with only two people on my team. So it was heartbreaking for her. And it was, even listening to it, it was heartbreaking for me. I had a couple of questions to follow up. And here's my take on how you should be thinking, how all of us, we should be thinking. So my message to her was, MCO or lockdowns is completely out of our control. COVID is not because of us. COVID is out of our control. Government measures are out of our control. Lockdowns are out of our control. So I said to her that we should not take responsibility for things that are not in our control. And I'm going to repeat that again. We should not take responsibility to things that are not in our control. So I said to her, if you lost some people during this transition process after MCO 3.0 lockdown, it is not your fault. There are so many things changing. Your team members might be under different pressures and they made the decision why, and only they know why they made those decisions, and don't take it personally. Some people have lost a couple of people on their teams during this process. While some offices have lost teams, some organizations have lost offices, cities, and some of us have lost countries, business in certain countries. And I'm a classic example, and I can relate to all this because all these things, I have lost people on my team, I have lost teams, I have lost owners, offices, I have lost cities, and I had to stop my business in multiple countries during this COVID. The way I developed my mindset, the way I developed my mentality was I stopped thinking about what I have lost in this process, but I started thinking about what I have gained during this process. Even though it has been a negative experience, instead of thinking about how many people I have lost, how many offices I have lost, how many cities I have lost, I started putting consciously my energy on what did I gain? What lessons can I take? What were my key learnings from these things? What was my experience? So instead of focusing on what I lost, I put my time, effort, and energy on thinking about things what I have gained. And again, over the last 18 months, 24 months, I have gained knowledge about Zoom and Zoom tools. I have gained knowledge about how do I build businesses through online virtual using technology rather than physically being present. I have built lots of new virtual ideas to get my message across to my team members and stuff. All these things are futuristic skills that's going to be helping me post COVID, not only to thrive my business, but also to scale the business across Asia. So my biggest advice for you guys is, if any of you have lost teams or people or offices or, you know, cities, don't focus on what you have lost. Focus on what you have gained. And thinking and focusing on what you have gained helps you really, really, really to not only just have an awesome, fantastic 2022, but also it lays the foundation for a brighter, bigger, and superb future for you and people who are working with you. So don't think about what you have lost. Consciously think about what you have gained and keep looking forward. That's the topic. That's the message. I hope the message was clear. I hope you got some value out of this. And again, my goal is to help individuals achieve their fullest potential. I'm going to write an article about this and share this podcast, share the article with people. And again, our goal is to help people achieve their fullest potential. That's my purpose. That's purpose of AGL Asia Solutions, to help people achieve their fullest potential. Hopefully it was good. 8 minutes. Of value for you guys. Thank you very much. And I will speak to you very, 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 very soon. Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good day.